Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, we're back, we're black, we're brown ambition. Hey, Mandra, how are
you? You seem like you got a good night's sleep.
I did. You know what it is? It's better than that. I was talking to Logan today, my content manager, and like I really was off. Like, you know, the Thanksgiving, like Wednesday night, because that's when I flew back in. But all Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, like, I was off, meaning like I walked for like an hour or two a day, laid on the couch. Yo, I can't remember the last time I did nothing without even a worry about what's tomorrow. I was like, girl, tomorrow will take care of itself. So I am like, not just a good night's sleep, I had a good weekend rest.
Oh, man, that sounds fantastic. That's what I need now. I have a 3-year-old now, and happy birthday, Rio.
So I did
rest the few days leading up. Like, I didn't do anything for Thanksgiving. I didn't cook. I let my mother-in-law be the star. You know, we rolled up, and, you know, of course, Rio had nothing to do like most kids with Thanksgiving food. He had 3 scrambled eggs and 2 pieces of cake. Like, you make your make it eggs. That was his meal. But yeah, for his birthday, we had, you know, he's a pandemic baby. And I think you have an option. You either like do a birthday, you know what I mean? Like get a kids activity thing, you know, whatever. Or you just like, you know, do something really small. And I think Enrique and I, my husband, we were, you know who he is, but I'm just like, if you're a new listener, like a month ago, we were going back and forth. We weren't sure if we wanted to like do it, you know, do it big. And I think I felt really optimistic one night and I was like, we're doing it big. So we booked this like bounce extravaganza, like activity thing, like where the kids get to go from room to room and bounce. For the morning activity. And then I was like, we'll take a 3-hour break and then we're going to go to the train show at the New York Botanical Gardens. And also they have a light show. So we're going to get tickets to that too. Mm. Oh my God. I could punch myself.
It sounds exhausting.
Oh yeah. And then I'm going to make a character cake for his birthday because
I saw the dino cake.
Yeah, I did so much on one day. I thought I would like, oh, I'm saving up my energy for this, but it was a lot. And he's a pandemic baby, and those pandemic babies, like, I even took him. I was so stressed about him being overwhelmed by the, you know, like these big bounce centers. I mean, they're wild. You just don't even know these places exist unless you have toddlers running around. But yeah, I mean, they're so bright and they're loud and music and arcade. So I took him for a test run. Last week, I was like, let me get him acclimated, do like a dry run, like a drill, you know, which did help. But yeah, it was like many pockets of joy. Like he had a good time, but then many pockets of tantrums. And I died a little bit inside when they brought me this name badge. And I was like, oh, it'll say Mandy. It said Party Mom.
Oh,
and I was like, who am I, a party mom? Like, what is happening? But it's over now. And I was so excited to sit at my desk this morning and check my email and feel like, I don't know, me again. Yeah.
I know. You got a red lip on. She's like, I will not just be a party mom.
Girl, you should have seen me running from the daycare. He didn't want to go to school. I'm like, bye. How was, but tell us about LA.
Honestly, it was a lot of fun. So typically when I tape a show, the taping is like super early in the morning, so you don't get to have any fun because there'll be like call time, 5 a.m. You're like, great, I got to go to bed at noon, you know, but this time, so I tape J-Hud. So I'd come back from DC speaking at a Chase event, and I remember like sitting in the car with my publicist Tracy, and I was like, girl, I'm not going no place else, that's it. And she got a text message like, hey, would Tiffany like to do J-Hud? I was like, okay, that's the last place. But I was so glad, because I did set the boundary, because it was Friday, like we were in, like I said, the Uber on the way back from Newark airport, and they wanted me to fly back out on Sunday, and honestly everything in my body rejected that. It was like, I will not, I cannot, I will not. And so I didn't. Instead, I asked if I could do the next week, just because I needed a moment. I've been like, I went to Dubai right before that, and then Dallas, and then Detroit. It's just, so, you know, they could have said, no, we need someone to tape at this time, and then moved on with someone else. But, you know, thankfully, you know, they gave me that space. Also, to two of the producers who now work on the J-Hud show, were also the real producers. You know, I used to do the real for like 3 years.
Oh, I love when that
yes.
happens.
Yes.
Yeah. They remember you, and they know there's only one you.
Yeah.
They're gonna wait an extra day. Yeah.
So they did, and it was just great. And so flew out. I got to hang out with my friend Yvonne Orji. You guys know her as Molly from Insecure. She's got a new HBO special. She and I hung out. We went to go see, she had like tickets for Chris Rock. I know he's controversial, but whatever. And not gonna lie, he's not that funny. Well, he wasn't that. I wasn't. I was like, this can't be the same Chris Rock.
Because he got slapped?
No, I don't. Well, no, because he said some like controversial things about the woman that OJ Simpson killed. Nicole. He made a joke about it, which was, thankfully he did not do that joke during his set. You could tell he had some OJ jokes. He must have removed it after people were like, you tried it, bruh. But yeah, it wasn't. I mean, the parts were funny, were very funny. But that was like maybe 30%. And the show was so long. At one point, I was looking like at my proverbial watch. Like, yes. I was like, wrap it up, Chris. Yeah. I got to eat dinner. But yeah, so I taped 2 episodes of J-Hud. They taped, thankfully, in the afternoon. Call time was like 3. She was so nice. And it was like for the first time, she was beautiful, super nice. And at first I was trying to ask myself, why does this feel so different? Because usually, I mean, you know, man, you've been an expert on a show. You're kind of like, it's not about you, man. It's about the tips. You're the expert that has the tips. But on my script, it said celebrity walkout, Tiffany. And I did the behind the walkout from the couch to the couch, like waved to the audience and sat where like Kerry Washington was just sitting. Method Man was sitting the day before. Tabitha Brown was sitting. Like, they didn't, I don't know if it's just the show. They didn't really differentiate that, like, or the, I don't even know, but like the expert is over there. It's like, Tiff, you get to sit here.
Yes. What I'm remembering is like last week or something, I forget when we were on the phone, and I was like, yeah, well, you're a celebrity, so you know. And you're like, I'm not a celebrity.
I'm not.
I mean, at this point though, like.
No. A Z, extra Z minus.
I mean.
But it was just so cool. It was cool.
You deserve a spot.
And I just
couch.
Was like, wait, I'm on the couch. That's like literally, I was like, I'm on the couch. Like, not to the side, not the green screen, but like, you're on the couch, Tiffany. OMG. So yeah, it just, I have to say, like, her team is so, everybody was just so nice, including her, so amazing. Came back the next day. But I just had a really good time too, because usually sometimes I go to a place and I just focus on the business. I do the thing, I stay in the hotel. But this time, like, we had dinner every night, which was really nice. One of my cousins is a music executive in LA, and I have not seen him in years. So we had breakfast one day, and he was telling me some stories. Child, I'll tell you offline, Mandy.
Okay. The post episode tea session. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was just like, it was amazing. And I said, you know, I really enjoyed this, and I'm glad that I went, but I'm also glad that I set the boundary.
Yeah. And what'd you talk about? What was the topic?
Honestly, they wanted holiday tips. So actually, it comes out tomorrow, but you guys are listening. We're taping on Monday. It comes out Tuesday. So you'll have missed it, but I'm sure they'll share the full clip, and I'll share it on my social media, especially Insta. So you'll still be able to watch. And then the second taping doesn't come out until, I think, January 4th. So it's about like New Year's and how to get on track with your finances in a new year.
So excited for you. That's amazing. I'm also so excited that a show like J-Hud's, I feel like daytime television, the women have always been huge, but I'm just like, hell yeah, we got rid of Mean Ellen, and now it's like J-Hud.
She's on her stage.
She's on the
Ellen's
stage?
Whole studio. Her studio, Ellen's studio, is humongous. And I was like, they gave it to J-Hud. So a good time was had, but then I came back to like $7-$8 water. So I went to buy some water. You know, water for a case of water is usually $3.99, max $5.99. Girl, it's like $7.99. I was talking to Aikisha on my team today, and we were talking about it, like signs of the recession. She said she usually get this like big chicken wing fling or some chicken wings or something she would get, you know, frozen or whatever. And they used to be $12.99, and she said now they're $26.99.
Damn. I was like, there's certain types of meat that are like, there's a shortage. Also lettuce, like certain types of greens right now. There's some kind of, it's like shrinkflation too. So even if you go to the store and you get the same price, the boxes are smaller. I know Rio cereal is getting smaller. Like I can feel the box. It's like skinnier and skinnier. Yeah, it's wild out there. Gas is coming down though, which is, I mean, at least here. Like my sister actually, and if you guys have a gas loyalty card for your grocery store, somehow my sister got 11 cent per gallon gas at her local grocery store. Like not even a big chain, but like a big, like a local grocery store in Wisconsin. Yeah, so I feel like if there's ways to cut, you know, your fuel cost, I feel like it could be worth looking into some kind of loyalty program where you get to save, because that is such a huge expense. Thank God we went electric. God, I wish it wasn't a Tesla though. Elon Musk is the worst. I hate it. We need to get something different now. Is there something else?
I know. He is the literal worst.
But here's the headline that had me, like, my eyes bugging out like a cartoon earlier today. Last week, I think it was the day before Thanksgiving, 2,700 workers from this furniture company got a text message, were alerted via text that their jobs were immediately eliminated. Immediately, like you can't come and pick up your stuff. If you have company equipment, you know, it's up to you to bring it back to us. But they were laid off super abruptly. And there's already a lawsuit filed against this company. Have you heard of the WARN Act? So I'm glad that this story came out, because I feel like it's a good reminder. We talk about layoffs and, like, you know, obviously we're going through a tough time in the economy right now. But most workers who get laid off, you see it coming, because companies are actually required to give you notice within 60 days. And if they don't, like this company appears to, you know, have not done that, then they are in violation of the WARN Act. And it stands for, what does it stand for? But basically it's like alerting employees that there is going to be some sort of like cut to costs or labor. Employers who have 100 or more employees have to give 60-day calendar advance notice of planned closings and mass layoffs of employees. They can get around that if they offer severance. So, like, for Tesla, like, Elon Musk, when he went into Twitter and just, like, slashed thousands of jobs, that technically, on the first, you know, part of the WARN Act, would have violated it. But because they offered several months of severance, that's, like, how you sort of get around that. But this company wasn't offering severance. They just, like, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. But if you were impacted by this, I mean, I think it's just a reminder that, listen, as soon as it benefits a company more to not have you, like, they will cut you like nothing, you know? But my heart goes out to everyone who was impacted. That was crazy. It was Mississippi-based furniture company called United Furniture. Y'all are on the naughty list.
Okay. Because how many employees did they have altogether? Did they say?
That was the entire workforce. 27, like the whole thing, like 2,700. Wow. Many of whom were asleep, received a text message saying they were terminated effective immediately and no longer allowed to return to work. And they don't even get COBRA. Like, that's the bullshit here. They don't get COBRA. So imagine if, like, you're someone who's about to have a baby, or if you're going through, like, a chemo treatment or something, you know, and all of a sudden, like, goodbye, your health benefits are gone.
Dang.
That's outrageous.
And also too, I'm like, where, if you were gonna sue a company that's not gonna be here, obviously you're not letting go of everybody and still being here. So I wonder, like what can you do in an instant? It's one thing if they're like, oh, I'm letting go of half the staff, and then there's a company to sue. But if it's basically the company is closing, then what? You know?
Yeah, well, the good news is that there is a worker named Toria Neal from Lee County, Mississippi. So she worked for UFI for more than 8 years, and she has been the employee who's filed the class action complaint. So like with the class action complaint, you file a proposed class action, then the court has to say, okay, you have a case, we'll certify the class. And then once the class is certified, like more people can join, you know, that lawsuit. So shouts out to her, but there's still an entity, you know, even if they file bankruptcy, you can file. That's the thing though. If they file bankruptcy, companies have their ways of getting away, like getting out of this kind of stuff. But I think that they need to be made an example of so that this does not happen, because it's completely outrageous and
And honestly, I know if there's just a lot of people who are scared right now. I mean, judging by the messages and things that I get, it's like, how do I prepare? What should I be doing? You know, because to your point, you know, although there is an uptick in hiring in certain sectors, there's certainly massive layoffs in others. And then also just things cost more, you know, just it's such a crazy time because there's this like weird binary aspect where it's like, oh, this industry is wildly hiring. This industry is wildly cutting off. Like, oh, the, you know, interest rates for mortgage are super high. Homes are still high priced. You know what I mean? It's this weird. Did I tell you I put in an offer on that house, that condo?
No, I mean, yes, you did. I just can't remember what you tell me here and what you tell me.
I know.
During the tea sessions.
Right. I mean, it was denied.
That's right. Yeah, she denied it. Yeah. She was insulted, right? Okay.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm curious because, like I said, I'm still waiting for the other one to come on the market because it's coming on soon. The one that's like a true comp. And so then we'll see like what, because people are still kind of stuck in. But just last year, not even, just 8 months ago, it's like, yeah, but like the economy is moving so quickly right now that like what was like literally in 3 months, it could be something else totally different, you know? And unfortunately, the housing market doesn't pivot as quickly as some other entities and other markets. But yeah, it's just really like
home prices were like going down. Is that what you said? Yeah. Is that what you meant?
They're going down, right? In some places, but there are some, they're not going as down as quickly as in relation to the cost to get a mortgage. So like mortgage interest, like there's been a huge uptick in cancellation of mortgage contracts.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not surprised
huge
at
uptick.
All.
Mm-hmm. And so despite that, people are still not bringing their home prices down because they're stuck on, but that's not what my neighbor's house went for just 7 months ago. And it's like, yes, but your neighbor, the interest rate was different then. And so people could afford more. And truthfully, you remember when homes, it was crazy, you know, a home that would sold for $500,000 is going for $650,000, $700,000. And it's like, that's, you know, those people will likely, you know, if there's a huge shift, they'll be upside down, at least temporarily so. Yeah, you know, I think if you stayed at home for 10, 15 years, you know, but temporarily, so depending on where you live, like in New Jersey, these homes ain't going nowhere. They might dip, but, you know, they have strong Meg Thee Stallion knees, they'll be back up again. Yeah, it's just such a crazy time, but I will say this, I was talking to my friend, Terry Ijama, remember we had her on the show?
Yes, stock market trade. Trade your way, travel.
Remember the car? I could not remember the Chase Venture card.
Chase,
I
was like,
get your card and go. Run and get a flight. So I think it's trade and travel. And so she's actually gonna be on Good Morning America soon. So she had reached out to me. We were just chit-chatting, and I asked her, I said, Terry, you know, what are you doing as far as this market? She's like, honestly, I'm holding on to cash. You know, so that's what Terry does for a living. She is, she teaches trading, but she's also a professional trader and makes the vast majority of her money trading. Well, I don't know if the vast majority, but you know, but she makes a ton. And she was like, it's really crazy and I'm holding on to cash. And I think that hunker down kind of mentality is one that we probably should all adopt. Saving, hunkering down. If you're mm-hmm. fortunate that bills and things are not an issue, you're hunkering down and saving because there'll be things that'll be on sale that you'll be able to get, assets you'll be able to purchase. You know, if bills are like, whoo, child, I couldn't afford to lose my job for more than a couple of months or whatever, then you're hunkering down so you can really stack up savings for your emergency savings. So either way, hunkering down and saving on cash, even though people would tell you, oh, don't save, saving loses money. But not all money is made to be grown. Some money is meant to protect. Like, that's why sometimes it annoys me when people say like, oh, you should put it in the market. I'm like, Yeah, some of it, but your emergency savings is literally there to protect you. It's like what people get mad about, like insurance. I don't believe insurance is there to make money off of. It's a protective tool, you know? Yeah. That's what I believe, you know?
The only thing that I've invested this year, I'll be honest, is in Rio's 529 plan. I think I have like an auto, and to his little brokerage account that we have, we've been auto depositing that. But because now I'm with this business that I have and trying to figure out, I've been really unsure about how much to put in my I opened my solo 401k, but I'm really waiting down to the wire to like get the final, like my final P&L, my profit and loss for the year, and talk to my accountant and talk to Helen. Someone else told me that they work with Helen today, and I'm like, dang, Helen, where's my referral fee?
I know, anyway. Girl. I don't think legally they can do referral fees, but you're right, because I'll be sending people to Anjali all the time. She doesn't take no more people.
It's cool. She's great. No, but I need to set up a meeting with her because I just haven't. I'm so afraid. I'm holding on to cash, one, because I'm just like, well, I'm a business owner now, so I need to be holding on to this. But I feel less confident than I ever have, you know, mm-hmm. just kind of giving the money to the market. And I also think I'm running into like that fear mentality of like being my own business now, mm-hmm. Of just like, oh shit.
And I tell you the taxes, when you're a business, I just got a huge, huge, huge bill. And I was like, what? And it was like, you have not paid taxes in the last year. I'm like, that's not true. Because I didn't realize, like, so what happened last time, and I'm praying that that's what this is that the IRS paperwork had my name and Jarrell's name on it. And when I pay taxes now, I pay it under just Tiffany. And so what happened last time, they said the same thing, but because they're not realizing you're not looking for a joint return anymore. So I'm praying that that's what this is, that they're just like, oh, okay. You know, so it's only been a year since he passed away, because the bill was like $200,000. I'm like, no.
Holy shit.
You know, but the thing is, I pay quarterly, and it said, and I'm pretty sure that's what it was, because it said I had not paid anything, and which I'm like, okay, that's just not true, because I pay quarterly. So I'm just like, so just my accountant Aunt Angie, I was just like, so she's like calling them. Of course, everybody's really busy.
And you're gonna get a bill for her calling them. Like, I just paid my accountant $400 to fight a $20,000 workers' comp penalty that I did not owe. But just like the time to call and wait on hold, like he's like, here's my bill. No penalty, but here's my bill. I'm like, is the IRS gonna pay these like accountant fees for their mistake?
Yes. And they're so late, because they'll send me a bill and say, oh, you owe $30,000. And they're like, mm-hmm. psych, here's a I'm like, but if you don't pay, then the fees go up. And even though it's just, when I tell you it's just a mess, I'm just like, but you know, that's, this what business be looking like. There's just so many transitions.
It's the life you choose. It's also why I get to take afternoon naps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you know, just one foot in front of the other, y'all. One foot in front of the other, and listen to us. You know, we don't have all the answers, but we have some of them.
Listen to us. Yeah, and I will just say, for anyone approaching their careers, like, I feel like the advice about pulling back, you know, hunkering down as far as financially, I don't want people to hunker down career wise to the point where they stay stuck out of fear, because like, there's plenty, like, you can get laid off just as easily from a company you've been at for 10 years as you can for a company you've been at for 10 months. So I'm still always in favor of like, invest heavily in your professional brand so that you can make big career moves. Like, the more you make moves and more you earn, the more you're able to bounce back, you know, from any kind of layoff, like what's potentially happening now. And also the importance of thinking about your personal economy, not like Tiffany, we were saying earlier about how there are upticks in hiring, and some sectors are hiring right now, especially like, we've heard a lot about tech having layoffs, but they're also hiring very specific types of roles, you know, in the engineering and STEM fields. And educators still are in high demand because of what's happened from the pandemic and people getting burnt out. So think about your personal professional economy, and like, while you're reading the headlines, just Google around to see what hiring is like in your industry and follow those trends, and try not to let the broader trend, you know, scare you and make you think that it's all like a dumpster fire, because it's a mixed bag, to be honest.
Yeah, it is a mixed bag. And become a Mandy.
What are words?
Mandy Moneymaker.
Yeah,
if you need that guidance.
Ooh, thanks for the segue. Ooh, I need yeah. to, thank you for the marketing. I'm doing another negotiating masterclass, y'all, because I can't quit. I'm doing it December 13th. So if you want to, by the time this episode comes out, we'll have a link up for y'all to register. But I'm loving the masterclasses. I also put out 3 new free scripts for y'all to use for your annual reviews. I can't wait to, I'm so excited. I just, like, over 500 people downloaded it, and I can't wait. I just want people to get more money. So if you downloaded it, got my free scripts, exciting. But come to the masterclass, because that's where we get the real 2-hour investment of my time coaching y'all on how to be badass negotiators. So
yeah, especially during times like now. You know, you think that some and not every business is doing poorly. Like Mandy and I were talking offline how there are a couple of affiliate or companies that I have affiliate links with. An affiliate link is when a company says, hey, if someone signs up for our thing, here's a special link to you, Tiffany. We'll pay you $5, $10, $50 per person that signs up. That's an affiliate link. And so there are certain companies like that sent us emails that were like, yeah, girl, pause on that. We don't have any money to pay. You know, and then some that never pause. Like, for example, one of my favorites is it's Rakuten. Right. And what I like about Rakuten is that for y'all in general, anybody can sign up for the affiliate program. Like if you go to like Rakuten.com,
say it. I've never said it out loud.
Rakuten. I always say, to be funny, I always say Rakuten.
That's what I thought it was. And I still think Ebates, but don't tell them.
I know, it really, I don't know why Ebates is such a great name. Anyway.
Yeah, Rakuten is not it, but okay, Rakuten, sorry.
Yes, right? So, I think it's pretty sure it's Rakuten, but it looks like, I just love that sound, saying Rakuten. So Rakuten, and then what I do like about them is if you go, you could just sign up, and then there's like a, and then they will issue you a link, and then you could share it with like I've done this before where I've shared it with my Christmas group chat. I'm like, hey guys, before you buy anything, use this link. And I want to say they pay, I don't know, $5, $10, $15 per person, but you might make $100 just sharing it with your people. And you know, and what I like about Rakuten is that it's free to sign up, and then you what else? How does it work? Like you get like coupons. I just saved like 100 because I shopped during Small Business Saturday.
Ooh, I was going to ask something else. I shopped Black Friday shopping.
I did not a ton. I bought some boots. I bought. There's a black skincare brand that I love called the Butter Bar. So if you go to like mybutterbar.com, I think it's like a black woman who. She tragically passed away like a year ago. She was ill, but her family still runs it. But their stuff is amazing. They make everything like by hand. It does take a while to get here because they make it while, you know, when you order. So I bought some stuff there. And I think it was one of those where literally I put in, oh, I bought some jeans and I saved like because of Ebates or whatever, Rakuten, my bad. Don't hurt me. That I saved like $125, something crazy.
Yeah, the cashback is it was like everything.
Yes, and then you get cash back. So yeah, so well, I just say all that to say that there are some companies that are strong. Like Rakuten has never said, "Hey Tiffany, this you know we're not paying affiliates." But then Credit Karma, Credit Sesame just emailed and said, "Yeah, girl, disable that link because we're not paying." So you know, to Mandy's point, you know, it's never across the board. There's always companies that are strong and sectors that are strong, and then there's companies that are having a hard time. And your job is that you can still negotiate. You just want to make sure that you understand kind of like where your company stands.
I was shocked to see that. This is another indicator that like the economy is not as bad as people think. It was record online shopping. The U.S. spent $9.1 billion during Black Friday this year, according to CNBC. That's up 200% from October shopping.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, that's toys, crazy. Exercise equipment. So, I mean, I feel like, yeah, there's definitely people that are struggling, but clearly people are out there spending. My Black Friday strategy has always been the same, which is just buy what you already buy, but get it for cheaper. So I waited to get the emails from the brands that I do shop for, that I do love, but I had to ignore everything else. I feel pretty good about. Also, I was spending hundreds of dollars on a freaking child's birthday party at the same time. So, you know, that really put a damper on my budget.
I didn't get anything crazy. Like I just said, like I was like, I wanted these boots and I was like, I'll wait. I wanted these jeans. I said, I'll wait. And then I always get the skincare. I want to say like every 3 months or so. And so I was like, to your point, I didn't think about that. That is what I'm doing. And I was just like, okay. I didn't spend a ton, but meanwhile, I bought nothing for nobody else. I was like, me. But I do have to get to like my secret Santa. Because they're pricey. Because, you know, my sister's an exchange, right? And I'm like,
we're doing White Elephant this year.
Okay.
White Elephant. It's fun. We're going to see how Rio deals with White Elephant. He's not used to having to share opening of gifts. Like, he's turning into a gift monster. That's all I'm going to say.
All kids are gift monsters at some point.
I know. Well, let's take a quick break, y'all, yes. And be right back with Brown Boots Brown Break. Hey, BA fam. This episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. And now a word from our sponsors at Betterment. All right, BA fam, you know we work hard and we play hard, but when it comes to investing and having your money in the market, you want your money to be working for you. That's exactly what the Betterment Automated Investment and Savings app can help it do. Keeps your money out there working hard and kicking you know what. I love Betterment because it makes it easy for even a beginning investor to figure out how to put their money in the market and set it and forget it and be at peace with that, because you know Betterment has got you covered with their automated investment and savings app. Their technology is going to give you advanced tools that are built to help you maximize those returns. All you got to do is visit Betterment.com to get started. Learn more about high yield cash accounts at Betterment.com. Investing involves risk. Performance not guaranteed. Cash reserve offered through Betterment LLC and Betterment Securities. Betterment is not a bank.
Hey, BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Brown Ambition. Just go to Indeed.com/Brown Ambition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Brown Ambition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire. You need Indeed. And now it's time to boost or break or boost or break or boost or break or boost. Are you going to boost? Are you going to break? What you going to do? What you going to take? I'm going to do a really quick boost. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning into my feminine. If you guys know me, I'm quite the tomboy. Like t-shirt, jeans, whatever, sweatpants, like I'm wearing now. And I told myself I had like a list of things. I was like, I've always wanted to learn how to put on lashes. Guess who's wearing lashes? Even though my lashes are so stubby, you probably don't even notice. Look to the side. Oh, see the side?
Okay.
See? Ah! These are natural, obviously, because I'm not doing too much, girl, please. Yeah. But girl, I don't know how y'all girls do it. Yeah, no. These are not. Mm-mm. So I got lash extensions like once, and I didn't like the fact that near the end you just have one long lash just sticking out after they fall off. And so I was like, yeah, this is not for me.
And then you have
so
to
these
go
are
back,
like strip yeah. lashes, and so I have committed for like a week straight, even if I'm not going anywhere, to just put it on just to practice. I watched a YouTube video. I went to my local Sally's. And I was just like, you know what? And not so much so I can wear them every day, but there are a couple of times when I'm taping something or whatever. And like, for example, today and tomorrow, I have like these, I don't want to call it auditions, but these two huge streaming platforms that are interested in me to potentially have a show. And it would be nice. I don't want to call Lila my makeup girl.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, to do like a full beat. you know? Yeah. But I was like, it'd be nice if, like, you know, a little last, because, you know, first of all, Mandy got lasted for days, which don't even make no damn sense. She's just in here curls popping, lips popping, lash popping. And I'm just over here with my little stingy lashes. But yeah, so I mean, these are obviously super natural because, I mean, you didn't even notice. But I was really proud of myself. I was like, you did it, even though I'm not going to lie. It took, whew, child. I don't know
how I'm impressed. I can't even do my own lashes.
No, it's just, yeah, it's honestly, it's, I mean, I've learned little tips and tricks, but still, like, it's really hard. I'm not going to lie. It takes me probably at least 20 minutes. But I'm determined that every day I'm going to put on a lash, even if I'm not going anywhere, just to get really good at it. So when the moments come where a lash would really elevate a look, but not enough for me to call Leela to do my face, because not Good Morning America Today Show. It's just maybe like a Zoom meeting or something like that I want to look nice for, that I'm ready. So I was proud of myself. I said, look at you leaning into your feminine.
I love putting on, just, I don't wear that much makeup, but it makes a difference. Like, I have started to, like, turn my, I have to have my camera on for this, but when I do Zoom calls, I turn my camera off, but I still feel, I just feel better when I have a little something on, you know what I mean? Like, I think it matters, especially, like, working at home. It sort of, I'm not gonna lie, I have leggings on and I like a old lady blanket under here. But from the top up, you know, I like to look like
you're killing it with the top. Yeah, you're killing it. But no, here's it. I will ask if you have any tips, because I'm not gonna lie, it's hard. It's been about a week and I feel like I haven't gotten any better at it. So yeah. So
well, if you're not falling off, you're not like, I don't see your eyes.
Well,
watering.
No, because it takes forever, and like the glue sticks to my fingers. I'm just like, how do I get it to stay? And then close to the magnet lash line. Ones.
Those look dope.
I was looking at that, but I was scared. No, these are just regular. So like, is there like a really good natural lash line that you guys suggest? And then two, what glue is the best? And then three, any tips? Like, ooh, girl, my favorite thing is to close my eye with one eye, whatever. Just tweet me, like, well, if Twitter's still around, at the Budgetista. yeah, if not, yeah, that's probably the best place. Just tweet me at the Budgetista, because I would love some how do you do your own lashes tips. And then, like I said, once I get really good at it, then I can like ease up. But I'm not gonna lie, every morning I'll be like, why did you promise yourself you're gonna, I'm like, do it, Tiffany. I don't even care. Do it, because you have to practice. So but I'm honestly enjoying it though.
Resolution whenever you damn well please.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
What about you? You boosting a break?
I want to do a boost. You mentioned Small Business Saturday, and it reminded me of another reason for me to do this boost. So, I mean, there's been how many mass shootings? I mean, it's been, and it's awful. But one in particular, there was one at a Walmart. There was one in Virginia. But the one that I'm talking about now is the one that happened at the Club Q in Colorado Springs. Which was an LGBTQ club, and I think 5 people died. But the hero of the story is this man named Richard M. Fierro. He's like an Army veteran. And what I love, first of all, if you don't love this guy already for saving lives, he was at a gay club with his wife, his daughter, and friends on a Saturday, an Army veteran. I just feel like that's so, like, yeah. That's the modern man, you know? Like, I can be a U.S. veteran and show up and support my LGBTQ plus, you know, neighbors and friends. Anyway, he and his wife own a small business. They own a brewery. And after the story came out about how he took down the shooter, you know, rightfully beat his ass. And after that, the New York Times did a story about him and linked to his brewery. And people are flooding his business with orders for, like, merchandise. I think they sell T-shirts. It's called Atrevida Beer Company, Atrevida. And it looks really amazing. So I just thought I would shout them out if y'all still want to support an American hero. But I thought that was awesome that people found something to do in the aftermath of such a tragedy. And of course, my heart goes out to all the victims of this nonsense. And I don't know when it will end. But thank God for Richard and for him being brave enough to intervene.
Yeah, honestly, because so many more lives likely would have been lost if not for that.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to do in that. And it's not even like, if you run, whatever, like, that's nothing, there's nothing wrong with running, you're saving your life. But for someone to run toward that, I don't even know, that's a different kind of person.
A different kind of person, indeed, so.
Protect him at all costs, that's all. Yes. I'm saying. All right, we'll put a link to the show notes if you want to support Richard and his wife's brewery business and just show your thanks, put some good into the world during these crazy times. That's all we try to do.
All right, y'all. Until next time, well, really until Friday, because we have BAQA coming up on Friday.
Ooh, see y'all then. Excited. Oh, that's right. You did a BAQA with one of my Mandy Moneymakers. I didn't even know.
Oh, she's a Mandy Moneymaker too?
Marcia.
She's also a mentee. Look at us cross-generating.
Yes. Cross-pollinating.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what I was like. I was like, cross-generating.
Y'all all the way together. We should create a bundle. The Brown Ambition
bundle. We should.
Bundle.
Honestly, we should.
Hey, I'm down. But yes, Marcia, and I haven't listened to her episode yet, but she was so excited. She said that you were so great. And yeah, it made me happy.
Oh, awesome sauce.
All right, y'all. Until Friday for the BAQA. Bye.
All right, bye.
Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition podcast is produced by Cumulus Podcast Network. It's edited by the wonderful Imani Crosby and produced by Tanya Bustos. Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru, and I am Mandy Woodruff Santos, your co-host, and I will see y'all next week.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.